Good morning. Welcome to today's Talk of the Town program, a daily feature that airs Monday through Friday mornings at this time right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trober. Each day we talk to some of our friends and neighbors to find out what's going on here in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, Real Community Banks, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and Maintainer Corporation of Sheldon. My guest this morning is Michelle Cowan, author of the book, easy for me to say, Better Not Bitter. And we will talk with her right after we do this.
Enjoy the train station in Alton and Sheldon as both locations continue to serve delicious food, creations, and, as always, amazing atmosphere. Grab a seat at the train station and let them pamper you with a tremendous menu of appetizers, homemade pizza, steaks, and to bring you back for the return trip. The train station in Alton and Sheldon. Sheldon, now open 3 p.m. on Thursday and Friday, 11 on Saturday and Sunday. Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise, overstock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Welcome back on Talk of the Town. Joining me on the phone this morning is author Michelle Cowan. Good morning. Thank you for taking the time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Now, of course, the reason we are talking to you this morning, you will be in Sheldon later this afternoon to talk about your book, which is Better Not Bitter. Tell me a little bit about the book.
Well, it's a personal story. It's a book regarding my journey following the loss of my first husband, Joe Cowan, to a drunk driver. We lived in Council Bluffs, and he was killed in Nebraska on Highway 36 at the hands of a drunk driver who had been overserved at a local licensed liquor facility.
Well, you know, in reading a little bit about your story over the weekend preparing for this morning, it resonated with me because while I haven't lost a spouse, I have lost a sibling to a drunk driver, and it's a very emotionally devastating experience.
It is. It's a complicated grief is what it is because, you know, you have your normal grief, but then you have to work through the grief that somebody actually negligently took your loved one's life, and it didn't have to happen. And if it's a drunk driver who had, and then in our case, I don't know your case, but in our case, we had to deal with the fact that it was a drunk driver, mm-hmm. but then we had to deal with the fact that it was at the hands of a bartender who knowingly overserved a patron who came in there. She was a regular in the bar, and she left the facility drunk. And so then you have that grief on top of it, and then there's a whole... We go into the story. My daughter, our daughter, who was 15 at the time, tried to actually take on the state of Nebraska to get the laws changed, because in Iowa and 41 other states, we have what's called the Durham Shop Law,
mm-hmm.
and Nebraska does not. And we actually, the hero in our story was Tom Osborne, who many folks on this part of the state know of him. He was former Huskers football football coach and a former U.S. congressman. He became our hero in our story. So there's that, and just a lot of other details in the book that make it interesting, also educating the public.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk more about Better Not Bitter with Michelle Cowan, and we will do that right after we do this.
Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizens State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for You is offered by Citizens State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC. Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Sheldon are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Sheldon.
We are back on Talk of the Town with Michelle Cowan, author of Better Not Bitter. And we're talking about the book and the incidents that led to that book. What made you decide to write the book?
Well, our daughter was only 15, and I knew that someday she might have questions about things that happened. So I started taking notes and journaling early on. And then in 21, I started losing my vision in one of my eyes, with potential to lose more vision. So I always wanted to write this book for her, and I didn't initially set out to publicly publish it. And I ended up doing that after people, you know, who had read the book said you should really publish it. And I'm really proud of the fact that I self-published the book, and on the 10th day it was published, it actually became a number one bestseller on Amazon.
Wow. That's very unusual.
Yeah, yeah, for a new book. And it actually hit number one in every category that it was listed under. So well, the other half of, I do want to add that the other half of my story is about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all the details about the crash and everything that ensued after that, but there's also a large part is about the act of forgiveness, which I ultimately was able to forgive the drunk driver, even though she was killed in the crash as well.
That is the hardest one of the hardest parts. The drunk that took my sister also was killed in the crash, and I felt incredibly cheated that I didn't get to see a measure of justice in this life.
It is very hard. It's very hard. Yeah, but in the ironic part for my story is I didn't really realized that I hadn't forgiven. I thought I had, and it wasn't until I decided to write my book, and I went to the Okoboji Writers Retreat up in at Lakeside Labs in Okoboji. They have this program every September, and they're having another one this year, that they bring 300 participants together to learn how to do any form of writing, like book, songwriting, film script, blog, Substack, all of it. Great program if anybody's interested in that. But anyway, it was there when I was doing I was in a class, and we had a 5-minute prompt. I realized that I hadn't forgiven the drunk driver because I wrote about, you know, with the prompt about how I never received an apology. And then the lady next to me that read after me, she happened to be writing about her sobriety for 30 years. So we became friends, and it was through that friendship the seeds were planted for me that I probably needed to forgive, because alcoholism is a disease process. So I talk a lot about that, too.
Okay. So now tell me a little bit about what folks who come to meet you at the Sheldon Public Library this afternoon, what's going to happen?
Well, I generally, I talk about 45 minutes, and I talk through the story and answer questions, and there's books for sale if they want to buy one and sign the books. And, you know, I hope they walk away and they learn something that they didn't know before they came today. And my hope is that I plant seeds out into the universe where they realize that forgiveness starts for ourselves and with ourselves first. And, you know.
Well, God bless you for the work that you do and for the book that you've written. I'm sure that you have touched and will continue to touch a lot of lives through that book.
Thank you. And I hope to see some of your listeners today at our program at the Sheldon Library.
All righty. Well, you have safe travels coming up today, because I know you're out of our immediate area. But safe travels, and we will look forward this afternoon. That's at 5 o'clock, is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. I have to look at my calendar.
I have everything in my notes except that. Yeah, everything in my notes except that this morning. So I'm thinking it's 5 o'clock. Go to be at the Sheldon Public Library at 5 and just find something to read for half an hour if it starts at 5:30. Michelle, again.
Actually, it starts at 5:30.
5:30, yes. Okay. So 5:30 this afternoon at the Sheldon Public Library. Thank you for bailing me out on that. And again, safe travels. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on. You have a great day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Michelle Cowan, the author of Better, Not Bitter. She'll be at the Sheldon Public Library at 5:30 this afternoon to talk about her story, losing her husband in a drunk driving crash, and everything that came out of that, both good and bad. Anyway, Michelle Cowan, the author of Better, Not Bitter, this afternoon at 5:30 at the Sheldon Public Library. I'll be back with more on Talk of the Town after this.
Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. NCC is there to help you succeed. NCC has a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. That means you're more than just a number at NCC. Instructors will take the time to get to know you as a person. They'll know your name and not just your student ID number, and they'll take the time to listen and to help. You'll also be taught by your program's actual instructors, not just a teacher's assistant. NCC, your success is our story.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop on Sheldon's East Side and the Crossroads Edition, the newest outlet for Top Shelf Liquors. Quality smokes and gummies to help with pain and anxiety. See them for the greatest products and the convenience of the all-new drive-up window on the east end of the building. Sit tight and comfortable in your car while they help you.
Thank you for joining us for this morning's Talk of the Town program here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Talk of the Town brought to you today by Maintainer Corporation of Iowa, by Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon, by Northwest Iowa Community College, Citizen State Banks of Sheldon and Boyden, by Sanford Sheldon Medical Center, by Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by the train station in Alton and train station 2 in Sheldon. Join us every Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 for Talk of the Town here on Classic Hits, Kiowa FM. Tomorrow morning, we will have Sunday Ford from Sioux County Conservation on that edition of Talk of the Town.